use to start a fire is called.
Well, just kindling.
Just kindling. What about light wood? Have you ever heard that term used?
No.
Or fat wood.
Mm-hmm.
Or pine is pretty good kindling, though, anyways. The black pottery substance that you find in your stovepipes is...
We call that soot.
Mm-hmm. And,
I don't think so. Mm-hmm.
This is what?
A chair.
A chair or bookcase or anything in this room might be called a part of...
Furniture.
What is this over here, the long...
Davenport.
Do you have a lounge? Or would you call that a lounge?
No. I don't think so. A lounge is... it doesn't have the high back. And isn't so long as the Davenport.
And the couch.
And the couch is smaller.
And
lower.
What about the sofa?
Well, a sofa is smaller too. It may be much shorter than this.
Mm-hmm. What about the difference between a sofa and the Davenport? Is there any as far as you're concerned?
Well, a Davenport is longer, higher, and most of them fold out to make a bed.
Mm-hmm.
And the couch and lounge do not.
The room in which you sleep is called?
The bedroom.
Have you used or heard it called the chamber?
Yes, I have.
You've
but that isn't
it.
Common.
It isn't common. Would you say that word?
No, it isn't common.
Would you say chamber, though, for me, please?
Chamber is not a common mm-hmm. name for bedroom.
Okay. The material that you pull down.
Well, yes, I think so, but it isn't common.
Or by any other name?
Blinds.
Just a moment. Now, in some of the rooms, particularly in the bedrooms, you'll have it built-in little place.
We call that a closet.
And if it's for clothes, you call it particularly a clothes closet sometimes?
Yes.
Would you say that?
The little built-in place in the bedroom is called a clothes closet.
Have you ever heard it referred to by any other name?
It might be called a wardrobe.
Do you distinguish between a wardrobe and a clothes closet?
Well, we don't. I've seen wardrobes